Friday the 26th of April, and we've had a really good week this week in terms of loads of different things on and some firsts, so I'm going to share them. We haven't done one of these, what have we been doing this week, it's developmental for a while, but I'm planning to share the stuff as and when we think it's interesting. So, a couple of minutes on that. This week we've been writing some feature articles and doing some research for some clients. So I think one of our pieces has been published on Personnel Today. It was due to be published today. On Tuesday, I was at Bath Spa University delivering a workshop on how to develop a story, which we started as a Google Doc and crowdsource some opinions over the previous 2 weeks before that event, and some of the students actually put their opinion on that document, and then I managed to just talk through some of the thinking around that. It was a nice sunny day, so we spent half the session looking at what I had to say and some slides, and then we went out and sat in a circle in the sun on the grass, and everyone seemed to get a lot more animated when they're talking about their own thing, and there are lots of really interesting ideas coming up, particularly I don't want to single any one idea out, but I liked the idea of someone who was writing about nail art. She was going to tweet how to do a basic bit of nail art, a set of tweets during a day, which I thought, I quite like the idea of that. And then on Tuesday evening went to the L&D Connect tweet up, which sort of been which was really good. It's lovely to see some people that I hadn't seen for a while, and just I like the idea that Twitter connections turning into really good face-to-face events, and then carrying on back into the digital world again afterwards. I think it's just it works really well. And then on Wednesday we were at CIPD in the HRD conference in London, and there I managed to do some interviews with John McGurk, went to some sessions, wrote up a few pieces, and got tucked into a lot of the L&D research that the CIPD produces for its show. And I basically put all of that stuff, written a lot of that up on LearnPatch, the site that I also run. And then on Wednesday evening, we had our second bar camp style event. And this one was running with the CIPD and the actual HRD tweet up, the official tweet up. So it's supposed to be an event within an event. And when we got there, I brought four people that were going to share their thinking. So big thanks to them. Sue Pabiel, Steve Bridger, Mike Collins, and Mike Morrison. And when we got there, there weren't as many people as I thought there would be, and I didn't really want to force it into we're going to now do this, everyone sit round and listen. So I just introduced all the speakers and said, look, they're here, this is what they know, they've got loads of experience and knowledge, so go and seek them out and chat if you would like to. And I think there are some interesting conversations around the topic area, which was communities in learning. So again, there's a whole new format for us, just trying things out. It was a really interesting experience. And then today we've just run a webinar with Mike Morrison and the LinkedIn, the CIPD members group for LinkedIn, and I've just interviewed Peter Cheese on that. He's the CEO of the CIPD, so really interesting. He's got a whole new vision for the CIPD, but we've had an opportunity to do that. So it's been a really interesting week of lots of different things, meeting lots of interesting people. So there we go. Just thought I'd check in and share some of that.